今天晚上的主题是神的话语。
Today's topic is the word of God.
其实我们信主那么久。
Now, as believers for such a long time.
但是还没有那么清楚知道神话语的重要性。
We don't really understand the importance of the word of God.
那么，不只是牧师，大部分的我们的信徒呢，不明白神话语为什么那么重要。
Not just the pastor, but a lot of people don't understand why so the word of God is important.
或者是听神的话语的时候，为什么有能力
？Why is it so that I listen to the word and there is power of it?
大部分的人不太理解这个神话语的原理。
So most of the people don't understand the principle of the word of God.
所以呢，今天晚上我们看看到底神的话是什么东西来的呢
？So that we can understand what exactly is the word of God.
那么今天的经文是。约翰福音第六章六十三节。
Today's scriptures is John chapter 6 verse
63. 都知道了，人有肉体。
So we all know that man has flesh.
那么这个肉体里面有什么东西呢
？And within this flesh, it has.
当然这个肉体里面也有胃，也有肠子，也有大便，也有很多很多的东西。
Well, in this flesh, there is this intestine, there is a stomach, and as well as many sorts of
stuff. 无论怎么样，人有肉体。
No matter what, man has flesh.
这个肉体里面有灵魂。
And this flesh has soul and spirit.
那么你的肉眼看到的这个肉体不是真正的我。
Now the flesh that you see by your eyes, this is not the real you.
比如说砍掉你的手了。
For example, I chop off your hand.
那么没有人说哦，你不见了。
Nobody say that you disappear.
那么砍掉你的脚了。
And if I chop off your leg.
也没有人说你不见了。
Nobody say that you disappear, right?
因为这个肉体不是真正的我。
Because the flesh is not the true you.
真正的我就是住在这个肉体里面的灵魂。
Now, the true you is the soul and spirit that dwell inside of this flesh.
真的是这样吗
？Is that true?
我们看看哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
请，我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。第二节，我们在这帐篷里叹息。真想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。倘若穿上被遇见的时候，就不至于赤身了。我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。第五节。为此，培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
Verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. For in this we groaned, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitations, which is from the heaven. If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groaned, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, but mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
你看这个经文也那么清楚地告诉我们说，这个肉体这是一个帐篷那样的了。
Now this scripture tells us this flesh is like a tent.
真正的我是在这个帐篷里面的灵魂。
Now the true me is the soul that is within this tent.
所以呢，我也刚刚说了你的手、你的脚不见，你不能说你本身不见了。
And so if I said that your hand and leg disappear, it doesn't mean to say that you disappear.
我们的灵和上帝的灵没有连了的时候，我们才能说你。不见了，或者是你死了，或者是你失去了生命。
That if our spirit is not connected with God, then we can say that you disappear, you are dead, or that you have lost your life.
那么创世纪第一章第二十六节到第二十八节也怎么说呢
？In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 28 says,
我的灵跟上帝的灵连了的时候，人呢才能生养众多，遍满这地，也才能治理这地，也才能。
Now, when the spirit of God is, when the man spirit is united with God's spirit, that's the time when we can multiply and be fruitful to subdue and to rule over the land.
所以呢，
And so the soul and spirit is the most important.
아, 这个肉体没有那么, 어, 중요.
This flesh is not as important.
아, 我的灵跟 상태的灵 结合在一起的话怎么样呢? 你能够生养众多变满这地。
Now, if my spirit unites itself with God's spirit, that's the time when we can be fruitful and multiply.
아, 所以呢，这个 在教会里面，你不能说可以不可以。
Now, in church, you cannot say whether you can or you cannot.
不要小看这句话。
Don't belittle the statements.
我们很多的时候随便说可以不可以，对不对？
Very often we casually make a statement.
或者是没有方法。
Or no way.
你绝对不能 随便这样讲。
No, we cannot anyhow say this.
真的在教会里面。 不要随便说这些话了。
Now in church, we don't anyhow make this kind of statement.
你的灵跟上帝的灵能够结合在一起的话，怎么样呢？ 你能够治理这地，也能够管理万物，也能够生养众多，遍满这地。
Now when our spirit is united together with the spirit of God, that's the time we can subdue to rule over the land and to be fruitful.
所以呢，哥林多后书第一章十八节到第二十节里面怎么说呢？在教会里面信主的人来讲。 没有 no， 只有 yes。
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 to 20， that says that for Christians there's only yes， there is no。
我们看看一下哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1。
18节到第20节。
18。
所以呢，在过去随便说可以不可以没有犯法，你。 这样讲的, 哦, 都悔改。
So for people who anyhow say yes or no, can or cannot, you have to repent. 啊,
为什么很容易讲这句话呢?
Why is it so easy for you to say that?
你自己认为看到的这个肉体才是我。
Because you think that this flesh is the true you.
但是这个肉体是无意的了。
But this flesh is meaningless.
这个肉体是只是一个帐篷而已。
It's just a tent.
真正的东西是这个帐篷里面的那个灵。
But the real thing is the soul within this tent.
我们看看一下哥林多后书第一章第十八节，请我指着信实的神说，我们向你们所传的道，并没有是而又废的，因为我和希拉并提摩太在你们中间所传神的儿子耶稣基督。 总没有是而又废的，他在只有一次啊，第二十节，神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的啊，叫神因我们得荣耀。
Verse 18, but as God is faithful, not our word to you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us.
所以呢，圣经一直强调好好照顾你的灵魂。
And therefore, the Bible keeps emphasizing on taking care of our soul properly.
但是我们为了照顾肉体来怎么样呢？很努力的。
But we strive so hard taking care of this flesh instead.
能够照顾自己的肉体的，我也可以跑到台湾、香港、中国、美国，那么对自己的肉体有帮助的，什么都可以吃。
Now, if you want to take care of this flesh, you can run to Hong Kong, Taiwan, you know, Japan, or even USA. For anything that's good to the flesh, you will eat all things, right?
或者是对自己的肉体有帮助的话，去美国的哈佛大学嘛，很努力了，对不对？
Now, if it benefits your body, we will even go to US, this Harvard University.
但是圣经一直告诉我们说，灵才是真正的我。
But the Bible says that the soul is then the true you.
所以 全心全力好好照顾这个灵。
So properly take care of this soul and spirit.
你好好照顾这个灵，那么你能够得到什么呢？
When you take care of the spirit, what will you receive instead?
能够生养众多，遍满这地。
You'll be able to be fruitful to multiply the subdue and to rule over the land.
我们看看一下马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
28节到第30节。
28 to 30.
真的是这样吗？
Is it true?
灵才是最重要的吗？
Is it true that the spirit is the most
important? 不是肉体了。
It's not the flesh.
不是肉体。
Not the flesh.
不要那么时间花在肉体那边。
So don't spend so much time on your flesh.
整个事情整花在这个灵魂那边了。
But to devote your time in your soul and spirit.
那个马太福音第二十章第五章28节到第30节怎么说呢？
Verse 28 to 30.
请，你们28节请。 只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动一念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。第二十九节，若是你的右眼叫你失倒跌倒就弯出来丢掉。宁可失去白体中的一体，不照全身丢在地狱里。你的肉体有什么问题？不会出问题。
No, if your flesh has any issue, there will not be a problem for you.
但是你的灵有问题的话，什么都没有了。
But if you have a problem with your spirit, you lose everything.
虽然来教会有一点辛苦，不要紧。
So come to church, even though that it's hard, it's fine.
来教会有一点麻烦，不要紧。
Even if it's a little bit troublesome, but it's fine.
让你的肉体有一点快乐不要那么觉得这个很重要。
Don't think that pleasing your body is that important.
当然看你的这个看不断的看电视的话，可能你的眼睛很舒服很快乐了。
If you keep watching the television, perhaps your eyes will feel very pleasing.
但是圣经说这是无意的了。
But the Bible says this is meaningless.
好好照顾我们的灵。
We should take care of that spirit.
看第三十节，请若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不照全身下入地狱。
Verse 30, and if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than whole of your whole body to be cast into hell.
意思是什么呢？
Now, what does it mean here?
你的肉体有一点出问题，不是一个很大的问题。
Now, if your flesh has a problem, it's fine, it's not a big issue.
但是你的灵出问题的话，会左右你的整个人生的命运。
But if your spirit happens to have a problem, it will affect your whole entire destiny.
真正的能力是从你的灵而来。
And true power comes from your spirit.
不是好好训练这个肉体的，当然也可以得到有些一点点的力量，但是呢不能做到神的工。
Now, if you really train your flesh, perhaps it will give you benefits, but you cannot do the works of God.
只能在人的能力里面能够做到的，做到那个水准能力啊。
You can only work within the frame of what a man could do.
但是我们的上帝为什么拯救你？
But why did God save you?
为的是让你承受神国的产业。
It's so that you can inherit the kingdom of God.
你不能变成大企业家。
You will not become a great entrepreneur.
我在新加坡是在新加坡里面我是最有钱的。
Now, I'm the most richest of Singapore.
不是的，上帝为了你准备的是全宇宙万物。
What God has prepared for you is the whole universe.
要弄清楚。
We got to be clear with that first.
上帝创造了数不完的星星。
So God created this number as a numerous stars.
新加坡统统给你多少钱？
And if all the money in Singapore gave to you, how much is that?
上帝给你的是全宇宙万物。
But what God gave you is the whole universe.
那么我们的目标是在这边了。
That is our target.
靠着你的肉体来不能承受这个神国的产业。
By our flesh, we cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
不只是这样，只是不小心的话，让你去地狱而已啊。
If you're not careful, we may also end up in hell.
不要说我是成功人士。
Don't say that you are a successful person.
看第十章。
Chapter 10.
马太福音第十章第二十八节。
Matthew 10:28.
再来弄清楚这个灵魂的重要性。
Understand the importance of the spirit.
我们好好照顾这个灵魂。
We got to take care of the spirit in us.
请那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们，唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
你告诉你旁边的，好好照顾你的灵魂。
So that was like you properly take care of your spirit.
所以呢，这个忽略掉我们的上帝来生活的人，看到他们的时候，真的是想要哭了。
So for those people that neglect God to leave, I felt like crying for them.
他们觉得很得意洋洋。
And they were really happy with their life.
他们觉得很成功了。
They feel that they're successful in
life. 他们觉得嘛，得到很多很多的东西。
And they receive a lot of things.
其实呢，什么都没有了。
But in fact, they have nothing.
什么都没有。
They have nothing at all.
整个是这个我们的灵来决定的。
Every single thing is decided by our spirit.
为什么这个好好照顾灵魂为什么那么重要呢？
Why is it so important to take care of our spirit?
或者是如何照顾我们的灵魂呢？
Or how should we take care of our spirit?
我们先一定要明白我们的灵魂有三个功能。
We gotta understand that there is three functions in our spirit.
第一个是这个思想的功能。
The first is the thinking, the function of thinking.
第二个是 感情的这个功能。
The second is the emotions function.
第三个是决断的功能。
And the third function is the deciding factor.
三个字来说的话，我们的灵、有、知、情、意了。
In simple words to say, it's our knowledge, our emotions, and our willpower.
我们一定要明白我们的灵有知识的能力、情感的能力、决定什么事情、有。 决断的逆中的能力了。
We have to understand that our spirits has three functions: the ability to think, knowledge, emotions, and as well as the deciding power, the willpower.
到底是什么意思呢？
Now, what does it actually mean?
我们看这个约翰福音第六章。
Let's see John chapter 6.
63节。 今天一定要这个把握约翰福音第六章63节的重要的事情。
Today we have to understand John chapter 6 verse 63.
好，请。
The important thing here.
造人活着的 乃是灵,
Now, it is spirit who gives life.
让你活过来的是灵,
the one that caused you to come alive, that's the spirit.
让你得到荣耀上帝的权柄上帝的能力是从灵而来的意思。
The one that caused you to have the power, glory, and authority of God, that is from the spirit.
你愿意 生养众多，遍满这地吗？
Are you willing to be multiplying and to subdue the land?
你愿意治理这地吗？
Are you willing to subdue and to rule over?
你愿意管理 COVID-19吗？
And to rule over COVID-19.
你愿意打死魔鬼吗？
And to defeat the enemies.
你愿意攻破这个贫穷的问题吗？
To overcome poverty.
你愿意丰盛吗？
Are you willing to be abundant?
什么东西让你变成丰盛呢？
What exactly caused you to be in abundance?
什么事情 让你能够得什么得胜呢？
What exactly caused you to be victorious?
圣经说就是灵。
The Bible says it is the Spirit.
所以能力是从灵而来的意思的。
Therefore, power comes from the Spirit.
肉体是无益的。
For the flesh counts as nothing.
好好训练你的知识、你的头脑。 就是你拿到了很好的文凭，你拿到了博士学位，当然有帮助了。但是整体来看的话，那个能力呢，是滴滴答答的，也没有什么，最后也是不能拯救你啊。
And so we can train ourselves in terms of our intellect and our knowledge and get a doctorate, but if we see this knowledge, it doesn't really benefit us.
意思说你靠着你的文凭来不能胜过疫情。
By our qualification, we cannot overcome this kind of pandemic.
你不能胜过魔鬼,
or either the devils.
真正的这个贫穷饥荒过来的话，你不能胜过你的贫穷的问题。
When the poverty comes or famine comes, you cannot overcome it with that.
一定要明白，肉体是无益的了。
You gotta know that this flesh counts as nothing.
肉体是虚空的了。
It is emptiness.
看现在你还可以突破什么问题？
That right now that you can overcome certain issues.
因为现在问题没有那么大了。
Because this problem is not as big.
问题很大的话，你没有办法。
But when the problem is big, there is no way you can do it.
但是无论发生什么事情，让你能够得胜的是。
But the one that calls you to really overcome, that's the spirit.
为什么从灵而来的能力，从灵而来的能力是上帝的能力了。
Because the power that comes from the spirit is the power of God.
那么接下来我对你们所说的话就是灵。
The word that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean here?
我们有肉体，对不对？
We have a flesh, right?
肉体里面有灵魂。
In this flesh, there is a soul and spirit.
灵在我们的肉体里面了。
And this spirit is within this flesh.
在哪里？
Where is it?
我也不知道。
I'm not too sure.
在头那边吗？
Perhaps it's at a head?
在手臂那边吗？
Or is it in the arm?
看生孩子的时候，为什么有肚脐？
When we give birth to kids, why is there this belly button?
可能没有错的了，可能灵住在我们的肚脐那边。
So perhaps it's right that the spirit dwells within this belly button here.
练功是当天是练这个肚脐那边的那个空气嘛。
And so when we want to train for power, usually this power comes from within here.
无论怎么样，灵住在我们里面。
No matter what, the spirit dwells inside of us.
那么得到能力是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to receive power then?
住在我里面的灵走出来的意思了。
That means to say that the power, the spirit within me comes out of me.
因为住在我里面的灵没有走出来的话, 你无法得到能力。
Now if the spirit never comes out of me, then there's no way that we can have power.
那么怎么做? 在我里面的这个能力，我里面的活水，我里面的这个 上帝的权柄能力能够流出来呢?
And how is it so that this power, this spirit, and as well as the living water will flow out of me then?
你讲话的时候,
that when you talk,
明白吗, 这句话?
Do you understand the word here?
我说的是灵,
what I say is of a spirit.
你死定了,
you are dead for sure.
哦, 这个话呢,
now that word has power.
哦, 现在我们慧玉姐妹听到这句话的时候开始怎么样呢? 惧怕。 担心,
and so after Sister Hui actually heard this, she started to have fear, worries, and anxiety after hearing that words.
我要杀你!
I want to kill you!
哦,听到这句话的时候怎么样呢? 为什么呢? 我的话里面有思想, 我的话里面有感情, 我的话里面有这什么决断的能力了。
She started to fear, why? So because in my words, there is a knowledge, there is this emotion, and as well as a will in it.
哦,我再来讲,
I say again,
住在我里面的灵呢, 透过我的话出去。
So that spirit inside of me, through my words, being released out.
当然,这个我讲,我说出去的时候,在我里面的灵进去你的耳朵里面。
As I say the word, that spirit inside me come out and go into your ears.
然后黏住你的思想,你的感情,你的决断。
And it's attached to your emotions, your knowledge, and as well as your will.
啊, 明白吗, 这句话?
Now understand the meaning here.
所以呢,第一,
So first,
随便说什么话的,
don't casually say words.
第二,
Number two,
不要随便听什么话的,
don't casually listen to words.
我们的话呢,会杀人,
now our words can kill.
所以呢,圣经一直告诉我们说,不要讨厌人,
and therefore the Bible says don't hate people.
你一直说讨厌什么人,
if I say we hate somebody,
这样的话,讨厌的灵进去他里面,
then the spirit of hatred will come into that person.
啊, 比如说你是笨,
for example, you are stupid.
哦,这句,这个, 笨,这句话里面呢,有思想,有感情,有决断的,逆中的能力的。For
example, that word also have knowledge, emotions, and will as well.
然后黏住在你的灵那边。It
will be attached to your spirit and soul.
意思说接受他的话了。In
other words, you are accepting his word.
接受他的话的话,真的是会产生一个能力。And
when you accept his word, it will produce a power.
所以我们的话呢,会杀人,
and therefore our words can kill people.
所以圣经一直告诉我们说, 饶恕,饶恕, 对不对?
That's why the Bible keeps saying to forgive and to forgive.
明白吗? 这句话?
You understand the words here.
我再来一张,
now say again.
住在我里面的灵, 灵才是我们的能力了, 对不对?
The spirit is the true power that dwells inside of us.
住在我里面的灵, 用什么方法走出来呢?
And how would this spirit, this power, been released out of us?
就是透过我们的话来走出来。
That is through our words has been released out.
所以呢,你宣告神的话的话, 上帝的能力也走出来。That
as you proclaim the word of God, that power also be released.
所以明白吗? 这个约翰福音第七章第37节到第38节的内容。
Understand the content in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 38.
在那边说, 凡相信我的人, 从你的腹中,
therefore, they say that to whomever that believes in me, the living water will flow out of you.
所以意思说你接受神的话,
so as you accept the word of God,
相信神的话,
as you believe the word of God,
然后靠着神的话来生活,
and you live by the word of God,
时时刻刻讲神的话,
in every moment you are speaking the word,
时时刻刻把神的话宣告了,
in every moment you are proclaiming the word,
上帝说常常喜乐,
God say rejoice unceasingly,
那么你常常喜乐,
then you just rejoice,
这样的话能力,
then the power will be released out of
上帝说,
you.
凡事感谢,
if God says that, you'll give thanks.
那么你无论怎么样, 有人, 这个什么打你也是谢谢你啊,
even somebody kick you, you'll say thank you very much.
我不会, 你考验我的,
you're testing me.
你现在这个 test 我了,
you're testing me right now.
所以呢,谢谢你,
thank you very much.
这样的话, 能力开始出来,
and then at the time, the power of God will start to be released.
没有错的了,
so that's right.
如果你真的是听神的话语来生活的话, 上帝一定会提高你啊。
So as you listen to the word of God and live, God will exalt you.
所以申命第28章第1节到第5节也怎么说呢?
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 5 says,
你明白神的话呢?
Now as you understand the word of God,
你接受神的话,
and you accept the word,
宣告神的话,
as you proclaim the word,
这样的话我们的上帝呢, 在万民中, 提高你,
then God, with the among the all nations, He will exalt you.
我做牧师30年,
I've been a pastor for 30 years.
30年的牧会里面, 看到真的是很多很多的, 牧师是这样,
for 30 years of pastoral, I've seen many pastors were like that.
从人的角度来看的话, 不可能变成很出名的牧师。
From man perspective, there cannot be some famous pastor.
你知道吗？通常是什么人去神学院呢？
And who are the ones that really go to this theology?
我不晓得新加坡怎么样呢？
I'm not sure about Singapore.
在韩国的话，当然也有很优秀的学生了。
And of course, we got very, very good students that go.
但是一般来看的话，考大学的考试的时候，成绩最低的人才进来神学院。
So usually it's those very poor results students who will get into the theological college.
但是我们的上帝呢，大大的使用他们。
But God used them mightily.
明白吗？
So do we understand?
在我们的人类的生活里面，最底层的知识是什么呢？
In the most the life of a human, the most basic knowledge is
自然科学。
It's natural science.
不要以为这个自然科学是最厉害。
So don't think that natural science is the most highest knowledge.
不是的啦。
That is not.
其实是最底层的知识。
It's considered as the lowest foundation.
那么这个自然科学上面有什么东西呢？
And what's above this natural science?
自然科学上面有人文学。
You have the humanism.
人文学上面有什么呢？
Above this humanistic, it's
哲学。
It's philosophy.
Philosophy. 这个哲学，哲学上面有什么呢？
And above this philosophy,
神学。
That's theology.
今天我们的问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem with us today?
去神学院只是读到神学。
People that go to theological college to study theology.
不敢相信的话，你问我们的李牧师。
If you don't believe, you can ask our pastor Moses.
他现在读这个神学而已啊。
He's just studying theology.
神学上面有什么呢？
But above this theology,
圣经
is the Bible.
神的话。
That's the word of God.
在神学院里面学神的话吗？
Do you learn the word of God in theology?
哪一个老师说明创世纪第一章第一节是什么意思？
Which lecture really talk about Genesis chapter 1 verse 1?
这是张新牧师的神学怎么样？
It's only Pastor Kang, you know, what's his theology about?
Portley 的神学怎么样？
What about Portley? What is his,
民众神学怎么样呢？
What about the systematic theology?
解放神学怎么样呢？
What about this? What about theology?
Systematic 神学怎么样呢？
What about the systematic theology?
Systematic 这华文怎么讲？系统神学。
Systematic theology.
就是这样问题啊。
Yeah.
或者是实践神学怎么样？
Time theology.
Practical.
Practical. Practical, practical.
这个实践神学。
Practical theology.
其实他们根本不能一边赶鬼。
So actually they cannot heal and cast out demons.
因为他们就是读神学而已啊。
Because they're studying theology.
不是的了。
That isn't the case.
话，这个话才是灵。
The word of God, that's the spirit.
一定要读圣经。
We got to study the Bible.
圣经上面有什么呢？
Above the Bible,
主耶稣。
That's the Lord Jesus.
所以你明白吗？仰望主耶稣，仰望主耶稣。
That's why we say look upon Jesus.
那么怎么认识主耶稣呢？
How do we know Jesus then?
认识圣经了。
Then we must know the Bible.
因为神的话就是。主耶稣就是神的话了。
Because the Lord Jesus is the Word of God. The Word of God is the Lord Jesus.
所以明白神的话的时候，自动的掌握神学、哲学、人文学、科学，你知道吗？
So as we know the Word of God, we'll take hold of this philosophy, this theology, and as well as humanistic and as well as all the science.
所以基督教进来的时候，科学才能发展。
So when Christianity comes in, that's how the world can advance.
明白吗？
Understand.
原来科学中国的科学比西方的科学发达的几百年。
In fact, actually, the Chinese science actually is more advanced 100 years compared to the Western.
但是为什么输给西方呢？
But why did it lose out to the Western?
因为圣经没有进来了。
Because the Bible never entered.
你圣经进来的时候，基督教进来的时候，科学才能发展，你知道吗？
No, when the Bible comes in, when Christianity comes in, that's how science began to advance.
去印度的时候怎么样呢？很多的女孩子把这个水桶放在头那边，然后走，对不对？
And when we go to India, we see that the women actually put the bucket on their head to walk.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为他们信错的缘故。
Because they believe wrongly.
不是他们不懂科学。
It's not that they don't know science.
他们的观念是什么呢？自然就是神。
They thought that nature is God.
哪一个人敢研究神？
And who would dare to study God?
哪一个人敢碰这个上帝？
And who would dare to touch God?
所以他们不敢开发自然。
And so they don't dare to talk about nature.
所以只是用自然水。
So they use natural water.
明白吗？
Understand?
不是他们笨的缘故。
It's not that they are foolish.
神的话是很重要。
The word of God is important.
因为上帝说。我们的上帝创造了一切。
Now, the Bible says that God created all things.
所有的东西呢，都是我们研究的对象了。
And so every single thing is our studying object.
所有的东西都是我们开发的对象了。
Every single thing are things that we can develop.
但是印度教不
不是这样的了。 But Hinduism, they don't do this.
啊，印度教不是这样的。Hinduism,
they don't do this.
牛就是神。
They talk about cow as.
所以呢，牛躺在路的中间的话，整个车呢都停在那边了。And
so when the cow is at the middle of the road, all the cars will stop for it.
明白吗？
Understand?
他们不是笨的员工。
They're not foolish.
所以呢，其实自然科学是最 底层的学问。So
natural science is the lowest knowledge.
啊，明白吗？ 神的话是能力来的。
The word of God is power.
神的话是生命来的。
Word of God is life.
所以我们住在我里面的灵是透过话来走出来。
So the spirit of God is released out of us through the words.
啊，所以呢，所以到了今天明白吗？我们说什么话为什么那么重要？
Understand the importance of the words that we speak.
因为我说什么话的时候，哦。 住在我里面的灵，透过我的话来走出来的缘故了。Because
whatever that I speak, God through the word that I say will come out of power.
很简单来说的话，我的话里面有能力的意思。
In other words, to say that my words have power.
我的话听进去什么人里面的话，也会改变他。
And so my words have been released to a certain person. That word can also change a person.
所以他变啊，你听人的话的话，你变成。
And so when you listen to the words of a man, you become just like that man.
比如说你听这个科学,
For example, you listen to science.
那么你一定会变成科学家,
then you become a scientist.
你听这个经营学,
if you heard of economics,
你变成经营学家,
you become an economics.
你听政治学,
if you hear politics,
那么你会变成政治家,
you become a politician.
所以呢，你听人的话的话怎么样呢? 你变成那个人的
And so if you hear the words of a human, you just become like that human that they talk about.
哦，这个是很重要的了。
And so this is important.
那么如果虽然你听这个很悲哀的话,
So if you hear very depressing words,
你里面产生很悲哀,
then depressed will be generated.
你听了淫乱的话,
if you heard immorality,
那么你里面也产生淫乱,
then inside of you also generate immorality.
你听了很沮丧的话,
if you hear very depressed words,
那么你心里面也有沮丧的东西,
then inside there is also despair things inside.
所以听什么是那么重要?
So what you listen is so important.
我说什么话的时候，在我里面的灵透过我的话走出来的缘故了。
So whatever that I speak, that spirit will be released out of me.
所以今天明白吗？你说什么话，听什么话是那么重要。
So whatever that you say, whatever that you hear, all those words are important.
所以我们自己讲的或者是自己听的，才能决定我们的人生。
So whatever that we speak or whatever that we say, that can be the one that decides our life.
所以呢，这个箴言第四章第二十节到第二十四节怎么说呢？
What is written in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22 to 24?
箴言第四章第二十节到第二十四节。Verse 20 to 24. 箴言第四章第二十节到第二十四节。
20 to 24.
好，请我耳要留心听我的言辞。 车儿，听我的话语，都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中，因为得着他的，就得了生命，又得了一全体的良药。第二十三，你要保守你心，你要保守你的灵。
So you have to keep your heart and your spirit.
你要保守你的思想、你的感情、你的决断。
It means to keep your emotions, your knowledge, and your willpower.
那么胜过保守一切的了。
And he says with all diligence.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
For out of it the springs the issues of life.
从我的灵，从我的话而来的，才能决定一切的。So
the spirit, the word, is the one that decides all things for me.
不敢相信的话，真的是你研究这个什么历史里面的人物了。You
can study those historical figure.
不是普通的人物。
Not the common ones.
普通的人物是靠着自己的努力来做到什么的了。For
the common ones, they rely on your efforts to do things.
很特别的人物。
We talk about special people.
很特别的人物呢，真的是很。
Now, for those special people, they're really special.
特别在哪里呢?
How are they special?
第一,那么贫穷。
Number one, they are in poverty.
第二,那么笨。
Number two, they are foolish.
第三,没有读书。
Number three, they are uneducated.
那么我也在我的这个什么 书架那边也有一本书。
In my bookshelf, there's a book here.
啊，那本书是专门研究五千个的很有钱的成功人士。
And that book talks about they will study 5,000 of these successful people.
啊，这里的五千个人都是超过这个美金一年的收入。一年的收入每天超过100万以上的人了。
And so these people actually have annual income of more than $1 million in USD.
五个共同点。
So they have 5 commonalities.
第一个共同点是什么呢？
The first is
爸爸妈妈没有钱。
Their parents have no money.
所以呢，当然自己本身也没有钱了。
Therefore they have more than no money.
很贫穷的环境里面长大。
And they grew up in poverty.
第二呢？
Number two.
第二是没有超过65分以上。
They don't have results that's more than 65.
那么成绩很好的人以后呢做行政人员而已啊。
For those that have good grades, they are just executive.
在一个公司里面做研究员。
Perhaps in a company they were studying something.
戴厚厚的眼镜，然后有包皮包来那个上班的那个研究员。
And so they will wear very thick glasses and carry a bag and go to work and to do investigations.
几乎没有人做老板。
Almost none of them, they are boss.
他们的共同点呢？
Their commonalities.
真的很贫穷，没有那么聪明。
They are in poverty and they are not so smart.
但是为什么他们变成这样呢？
But why is it so that they become like this?
他们的思想呢？
What is their mentality?
你不敢相信的话，问这个李嘉诚。
You can ask this guy called Li Ka-ching.
李嘉诚怎么成长？
How did Li Ka-ching he grow up?
他的家庭那么贫穷，他没有读书。
Now he was not educated and he was in poverty.
所以他怎么读书呢？
So how did he study?
那么有人丢在街上的那个报纸。
That newspaper that was thrown on the floor.
捡报纸来读。
He picked it up in the streets and read it.
透过报纸来知道这个世上的事情。
And through the newspaper to understand what's happening in the world.
他这样长大了，你知道吗？
That's how he grew up.
或者是你不敢相信的话，这个问马云。
You can ask Jack Ma as well.
马云知道吗？
Do you know Jack Ma?
很丑八怪的那个。
He's a very ugly man.
现在受逼迫的。
He's a person that got persecuted recently.
都知道我的马云。
We all know Jack Ma, right?
看了看。
So we can see for him.
或者在全世界里面最有钱的第一名的，以前不是现在，以前最有钱的 Rockefeller.
For example, who is that?
Rockefeller.
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 Rockefeller, the most.
Rockefeller 这个人，石油王他买卖这个石油来赚了，在全世界里面拿了第一名的最有钱的，他名叫 Rockefeller.
Is it Rockefeller?
那有。
Oh, okay. So
那么第一次这个建立百货公司的。
The first one that built this departmental store.
他的名字是温珀吗？忘记了。有这样的咯。看看了，真的是不是普通人哦。
All these people are not common people.
很特别的人呢。
Very special people.
从人的角度来看的话，不行。
From man's perspective, they really cannot make it.
但是他们怎么样呢？相信神的话了。
But they believe in the word of God.
不知道上帝的话，他们平常的他们的习惯，他们讲的呢，跟圣经一模一样。
If they don't really believe the word of God, but you can see it from the lifestyle, it's almost the same as what's written in the Bible.
没有那么清楚知道的话，成吉思汗。
For example, Genghis Khan, if you don't really
understand. 牧师的房间也有两本成吉思汗方面的书。
A pastor also have two books about Genghis Khan.
真的读看看了这个成吉思汗。
You can read about this man, Genghis Khan.
建立蒙古的那个蒙古的这个成吉思汗。
The one that built the kingdom of Mongolia.
很特别的人了。
He is a very special person.
明白吗？这个现在箴言第四章第二十节到第二十四节的内容。
Understand the content in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20-24.
我们看雅各书第三章。
See James chapter 4.
第二节。弄清楚。
Chapter 3, sorry. So be clear with that.
真正的我是在我里面的灵。
Now the true me is the spirit that is inside of me.
这个灵走出来的时候才能变成能力了。
Now that spirit come out of me, that's the power.
在我里面的灵怎么走出来呢？
And how would that spirit come out of me then?
是透过我们的话了。
It's true, the words that we speak.
弄清楚，我们的话是灵来的。
Now our words is spirit.
真的是这样吗？
Is it true?
行，原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
Verse 2, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body.
你的才干或者是你的IQ,你的文凭可以做到一点点的事情而已啊。Now,
yes, your strength, your effort, and your IQ, yes, you can do certain things, small
things. 但是能够影响整个人类的历史逆中的冷漠呢,都是话的话。
Now, the one that can affect the whole entire history, it's words. It's not your educations.
你的思想怎么样?
No, what is your mind instead?
你的想法怎么样?
What is your thinking instead?
你的感情怎么样?
What is your emotions?
你的决定怎么样?
What is your decision?
你平常说什么话?
What are the words that you speak
你平常听什么话?
What is the words they listen to?
你平常讲出去什么话?
What is the words they usually say?
这些啊, 圣经说才决定, 你的话语是完全的话, 你的人生也
Now, if your word is perfect, then your life will be perfect as well.
但是你讲魔鬼的话,
but if you speak the words of devil,
魔鬼的话是什么呢?
What is the words of devil?
没有方法了,
and there's no way.
不可能的了,
it's impossible.
糟糕了,
terrible.
讨厌了,
I hate the man.
很不高兴了,
I'm unhappy.
这都是魔鬼的话,
now, all these are words of devil.
看第五节到第六节,
it's 5 to 6.
请这样舌头在白体里也是最小的却能说大话看了最小的火能点着最大的树林舌头就是火在我们白体中舌头是个罪恶的世界能污秽全身也能把生命的轮子点起来 并且是从地狱里点着的。Verse 5,
even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so sad among our members that it defiles the whole body and it sets on fire the cause of nature and it sets on fire by hell.
你说什么话决定你有没有罪?
Now, what we say will decide whether we have sin.
当然有罪的话,魔鬼一定会进来我们的人生里。
Now, if we have sin, the devil will come into our life.
很重要的咯。
This is important.
真的是这样吗?
Is that true?
我们看亚伯兰的事情。
Let's look at the events of Abraham.
亚伯兰已经100岁了。
And Abraham is 100 years old.
但是他的身体根本不能生孩子了。
And so his body couldn't actually produce any longer.
他的太太已经是90岁了。
And his wife is 90 years old.
所以已经这个精血已经 断绝了,
and so she has stopped her period.
所以也不能怀孕, 不能生孩子,
she cannot pregnant or to conceive a child.
但是他们的生活呢?
But what about their life?
我们看看罗马书第四章。
Let's see, Romans chapter 4.
真的是我们的话决定我们的人生吗?
Is it true that our words are the one that decide our life?
真的在我里面的灵透过我的话
That is it true my words that this spirit been released from us?
所以呢,平常我说什么话那么重要吗?
So whatever that I say is so important usually.
平常我听什么话是那么重要吗?
The usual words that I hear, all those are important as well.
但是你天天听人的话的,这个世上的话的话,你讲也是世上的话而已啊。
Now, if you usually hear what comes from a man or comes from the world, then we will just speak forth this kind of man and world words.
那么等一下我们看看上帝的话是灵来的
We're going to see later the word of God is spirit
上帝的话才是完美的
The word of God is perfect
上帝的话才是善良的
And the word of God is kind
上帝的话才能带来最好的
The word of God is the one that can bring forth the best
所以今天由你来决定
So today you decide yourself
要不要多看圣经
Do you want to read the Bible more?
要不要多相信神的话
Do you want to believe in the word more?
要不要这个多讲神的话?
Do you want to speak more the word of God?
多听神的话?
Listen to the word of God more.
决定你的人生。
And that will decide your life.
看亚伯兰的事情。
Let's see Abraham.
看第19节。
Verse 19.
看第19节。 请他将近百岁的时候,虽然想到自己的身体如同已死了,撒拉的生命已经断绝。 他的信心还是不软弱。第二十节，请，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
Verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, already dead since it was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God.
看华文没有那么清楚。
So when we look at the Chinese, it's not as clear.
看英文。
Let's read the English.
啊，第一，用过去时态来写的。
First of all, it's written in past tense.
还有看后面 ，giving glory to God.
He says giving glory to God.
Giving 了 giving.
He says giving.
那么其他的别的英文是 gave。
The other translation is written in past tense, gave glory.
这里的 RSV 呢是giving 进行时态来写。
So RSV is actually written in a continuous tense.
是什么意思？
What does it mean here?
他已经100岁了。
He's 100 years old.
他的身体是死那样的了。
And his body is considered as dead.
现在 Sarah 的身体是不能生育了。
And so for Sarah, she is considered as a barren.
这里的不能生育是什么意思呢？
What does it mean that Sarah is barren?
枯干而腐败的木头那样的意思。
That means she is like a rotten log.
在这边有一根这个木头。
So there is a piece of log here.
不只是枯干了。
It's not just a dried up.
腐败了。
But it decomposed.
那么碰一点都会垮下来的。
So if you touch a bit, it will just collapse.
立刻变成泥土那样的，
对不
对？
It will immediately become like dust.
这里讲的生育不能生育是那种的意思。
No, consider barren. That's the meaning here.
但是还有上帝说。以后你的孩子是天上的星星那样多，海边的沙子那样多。
God told him said that your descendants will be as numerous as the stars and like the sand as well.
但是现在上帝呢还没给亚伯兰一个儿子。
But God haven't given Abraham a child yet.
但是他现在怎么样呢
？What about him?
给不的给不是为什么用过去时代呢
？Why do we use a past tense here?
现在他还没看一个孩子，还没看到。
Although he haven't seen a single son.
但是现在亚伯兰怎么荣耀呢
？But how did Abraham give glory?
耶和华啊，谢谢你啊
！Oh Lord God, thank you so much.
我已经有那么多的孩子。
Did I have so many children?
啊，把一切的荣耀归给你。
Did I give glory all to you?
因为我已经建立了一个国家。
Because I've built a nation already.
真的把所有的荣耀归给你。
Did I give you all the glory?
你看我的后代是天上的星星那样多，海边的沙子那样多。
You see, my descendants are as numerous as the stars and as much as the sand in the sun.
什么时候把这个荣耀归给上帝？
When did he give the glory to God?
用现在进行的话，现在了。
It says right now, present time, giving glory. Right now, he's giving.
现在，对不对？
Now he's giving.
但是现在他有没有孩子？
But does he have a child right now?
没有孩子了。
He got no children now.
但是没有看到一个孩子，也没有看到，对不对？
He haven't seen a single child, right?
但是现在亚伯兰呢？
But what did Abraham do?
荣耀我们的上帝。
He gave glory to God.
感谢我们的上帝。
And he gave thanks to God.
当然，从人的角你的角度来看的话，他是疯狂的咯。
From your perspective to see, he is a crazy man, right?
那么最近有一个牧师非常非常被上帝来使用。
There was a pastor recently that was very used by God.
他去带领去某一个教会带领他们的奉献会。
He went to a certain church and to lead some rally.
那时他的信徒是50个人。
And that time the members about 50.
那个他那个牧师的信徒也来参加那个奉献会的。
And so the member of the church also came to attend the rally.
那个牧师说我们教会的信徒是200个人。
And the member says that you know my church have 200 people.
来参加那个奉献会的那个牧师的信徒呢非常失望。
So the member that came to attend the rally.
为什么我们的牧师讲骗话呢
？Why did my pastor lie？
这个牧师可以相信吗
？Can this pastor be trusted？
为什么这个牧师夸张自己
？Why did this pastor boasted in his words？
这不诚实了。
Now he's not truthful。
一年的时间真的是那个牧师跟这个信徒之间的关系是很尴尬的。
For one year there was awkward relationship between the pastor and the members。
这个信徒也非常失望自己的牧师。
And the member is so disappointed with his own pastor。
过了整整一年后，真的是变成五十个人变成200个人。
One year later, the 50 become 200 members。
那么他再去别的教会再来带领聚会。
And so he went over to another church and led another gathering there.
那是说告诉他们说我们教会的信徒是500个人。
And he told the people there that, oh, our members we have 500 of them.
在这个教会的信徒呢又跌倒了。
Then the members of the church fall
again. 为什么我们的牧师讲骗话呢
？No, why did my pastor lie again?
为什么不诚实呢
？Why is he not truthful?
这一年的时间又尴尬了。
So for 1 year again, there was an awkwardness.
真的过了一年后。200个人变成500个人了。
And so indeed, 200 members become 500 members.
那个牧师做见证说， 很多人都不明白这个亚伯拉罕。
And so the pastor testified, said, many people don't understand Abraham.
No,
Abraham also, he's a great liar, right? He haven't seen the children
yet.
But he said that, you know, give thanks to you, O God, you know, thank you for all the children that you've given to me.
明白吗? 我们的话?
Now understand our words. Now, glory is a word. It's not words that is written, right? He speaks forth the words, right?
That
was 21.
结果我们的上帝, 怎么样呢?
And in the end, God.
看到是，所以这就算为他的义了。And
22 says, therefore, it was accounted to him for his righteousness.
意思说，他能够得到上帝的荣耀、权柄、能力了。
That means to say that he received the power, the glory, and authority of God. So properly listen to the word of God.
我刚刚说了，你听人的话的话，只能变成那个人的人。
And so when we listen to the words of a man, we will become just like a man.
你听科学家的话的话,
if we listen to science, we will become a scientist.
那么如果你听神的话的话,
And so if we listen to the word of God, we become a godly man.
那么如果你听魔鬼的话的话,
Now if we listen to the words of the devil, we belong to the devil.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，上帝和听神话语的人是同一体。
And so the Bible says that God and those that listen to the word of God, they are as one body.
同样的，魔鬼和听魔鬼话语的人是同一体。
Likewise, the devil is as one body with those that listen to the words of the devil.
真的是这样吗？
Now, is that true?
我们看这个约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10,
verse 35.
He says the scriptures.
W-O-R-D.
He says not just the word.
对不对?
Right?
If he could.
No, if he could.
话的话,
so it's the word that's released.
这个讲的对不对？
The words that was called.
经上的话是不能废的。
And he says, and the scriptures cannot be broken.
做那些承受神道的人尚且成为神。
Now, if he called them God to whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken.
你看怎么说？这边怎么说？ Scripture了，对不对？
He says scriptures, right?
上帝和听神话语的人是同一体的意思了。
Now God and those that listen to the word of God, it's of one body.
还愿意就是努力努力吗？
Are you willing to strive hard?
你明白神的话。
Now if you understand the word of God,
你相信神的话。
And if you believe in the word of God,
然后你经常讲神的话。
And you often say the word of God.
那么这样的话, 你变成怎么样呢?
Then what will you become?
你变成上帝那样的人。
You become just like God.
但是你, 经常听魔鬼要来的话,
but you often listen to the words of the devil.
每天说糟糕了,
every day you say, I'm terrible.
没有方法了,
there is no way.
不可能的了,
impossible.
啊, 讨厌,
I hate this.
哎呀, 不高兴,
I'm not happy. 嗯,
很麻烦,
troublesome.
很沮丧,
I'm sad.
很绝望,
I'm despair.
为什么这个人是这样?
What is the person inside it?
你就是魔鬼要来的话,
now, all this comes from the devil.
那这样的话怎么样呢? 你变成属魔鬼的人,
and then you'll become a person of the devil.
这个红色必然化权,
so highlight this word.
你听神话语的话, 你变成神那样的人。
So when you listen to the word of God, you become just like God.
所以神和听神话语的人呢是同一体的。
No, God and those that listen to the word of God, they are of one body.
这个是非常重要的了。
Very important.
为什么是这样的呢?
Why is it so then?
你看, 约翰福音第四章,
John chapter 4,
23节到24节,
23-24,
在那边说上帝是灵来的,
and he says God is spirit.
另一句话来说的话, 上帝的话是灵来的,
in other words, the word of God is spirit.
看了这个, 这个约翰福音第六章六十三节, 我所说的是 灵。
In John chapter 6 verse 63 says that the words that I speak is of spirit.
意思说神的话里面有什么呢?
That means in the word of God.
神的话里面有上帝的思想、上帝的感情、上帝的决断。
That means to say that in the word of God, there is still God's knowledge, there is God's emotion and God's will.
所以你接受神的话,
now, as we accept the word of God,
相信神的话,
as we believe in the word of God,
你把神的话讲出去,
and as we release the word of God,
啊, 这句话的意思是什么呢?
Now, this meaning here,
现在上帝的思想, 上帝的感情, 上帝的, 决断,
that means to say that God's knowledge, God's emotions, God's will is attached to you.
发生什么事情呢?
And what will happen?
我刚刚说了,
Now I say that power comes from the Spirit.
啊, 能力是从思想感情, 决断而来。
Power comes from the knowledge, the will, and the emotions.
啊, 上帝的, 哦, 话是完美的。
That the word of God is perfect.
啊, 上帝的能力是完美的。
The power of God is perfect as well.
所以呢,你跟神的话完全结合在一起。
And so as you become as one with the word of God,
啊, 你完全接受上帝的思想, 上帝的感受, 哦, 上帝的, 哦, 决定的话怎么样呢?
Now, as you accept the will, the knowledge and the emotions of God, you will receive the best.
你看雅各书,
Let's see James
啊, 第一章,
chapter 1,
16节到第18节,
16 to 18.
啊, 有那么多的见证的了,
there are so many testimonies.
啊, 真的是, 啊, 根本没有读书那么贫穷, 但是, 彻底地明白神的话, 迫切地抓住神的话来生活的人呢,
Those people that are poor and uneducated, but they hold on to the word of God and they seek earnestly the word, but God be with them instead.
请16节, 我亲爱的弟兄们, 不要看错了, 各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的, 从众光之父那里降下来的, 在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Verse 16, Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variations or shadow of turning.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们, 叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出手的果子。
Verse 18, Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit of His creature.
很简单地说的话,你只是听神的话了。
Now, very simple, we just listen to the word of God.
你明白神的话了。
And as we understand the word,
相信神的话了。
And as we believe the word,
宣告神的话了。
Proclaim the word,
完全跟神的话, 结合在一起。
And to be united with the word.
这样的话,你一定会
That's how we become the first fruit.
啊, 这里的出手是什么意思呢?
And the first fruit here means
能够继承神国的产业的意思。
To be able to inherit the kingdom of God.
啊, 我们看启示录的时候, 这里的出手是地之复活的人的意思。
Revelations, when we read, the first fruit refers to rapture.
意思说能够进来千年王国里面的人的意思。
People that are able to enter into the millennial kingdom.
意思说能够承受神国的产业的意思。
People that can inherit the kingdom of God.
什么人?
Now, who are they then?
什么人能够生养众多治理这地管理万物呢?
Who are those that can be fruitful to multiply to subdue and to rule over the land?
啊, 听神话语的。
Now, those list people that
But
they're united with the word of God.
那个雅各书第一章那么清楚地这样告诉我们。
James chapter 1 tells us very clearly.
也看第21节。
Verse 21 as well.
看第21节。 请。所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫语的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Verse 21 Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflowed of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls.
啊, 你接受神的话了,
Now, as you accept the word,
啊, 这样的话,
then that spirit will be released out.
哦,
Now, spirit is our power.
意思说你接受神的话的时候,
as we accept the word of God, that power will be released from us.
还不愿意 努力看圣经，努力听神的话，努力相信神的话吗？
Do you still not want to read the Bible, properly listen to the word of God?
圣经一直这样告诉我们了。
The Bible keeps telling us that.
真的愿意得到上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄、上帝的能力，你变成上帝那样的人，你变成大国，你真的愿意承受神国的产业吗？
Are you willing to really, you know, become a great nation and as well as inherit the kingdom of God, to receive the power, the glory, and the authority of God?
啊，虽然上个礼拜看过的经文，但是今天多看一下。
We read the scripture last week, but let's see a little bit further for this week.
啊，生命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter four.
第一节到第六节。
Verse 1-6.
啊，生命记第四章第一节到第六节，请以色列人呐、啊，现在我所教训你们的律例。典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。
Now, verse 1, now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgment which I teach you to observe that you may lead and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your father is giving you.
啊，你愿意承受神国的产业吗？
Are you willing to inherit the land?
你愿意生养众多，遍满这地吗？
Are you willing to be fruitful, to multiply and fill the land?
那么好好听神的话了。
Properly listen to the word of God.
所吩咐你们的话，你们不可加添，也不可删减，好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们神的命令。
That you shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
啊，那么哦，愿意丰盛的话，哦，愿意丰盛起来的话，不要哦加什么，不要减什么了。
But if you want to be in abundance, then don't add or minus anything from it.
啊，比如说是这样，我们看了约翰三书。
For example, Third John.
啊，第一章。
Chapter one.
啊，第二节。
Verse two.
在那边怎么说呢？
What is it written there?
啊，你的灵魂兴旺起来。
That says that your soul prosper. 啊，
什么时候我们的灵魂兴旺呢？
Now, when will our soul prosper?
听神的话了。
Now, as we listen to the word.
相信神的话了。
Now, as we believe the word.
遵守神的话了。
As we honor the word.
这样做的时候我们的灵兴旺起来。
Now, that's the time where our soul will prosper.
啊，你的灵这样兴旺起来的话怎么样呢？凡事都兴旺。
Now, as our soul prosper, all things will prosper as well.
每一个人都记得这个经文。
Now, everybody remember the scriptures.
不管信主不信主的都记得这个经文。
Believers and non-believers, they remember the scripture.
那么把这个经文啊粘在自己孩子的桌子那边。
They put it on the child desk.
啊，把这个经文粘在自己的 handbag 那边。
They put it in their own handbag.
啊，不是这样吗？
Isn't it?
但是那么多的人没有记得第一节。
But nobody remember the first verse.
我们看约翰三书第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
请做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，不是那个你们那个什么吃面包的时候用的那个什么该亚啊，他的名字是该犹啊，就是我曾经所爱的。
And here to the elder, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth.
啊，现在啊，约翰三书写信给谁呢？
So this third John is written to.
写信给该犹。
It's written to Gaius.
所以意思说，你们也该犹那样来生活的意思。
And therefore, you should live just like Gaius.
那该犹那样来生活的话，你的灵魂一定会兴盛。
And if you live like Gaius, your soul will also prosper.
啊，结果呢，你无论做什么，哇，躺着杀众耶，受苦的那么多。爬着杀众耶，赚很多的钱；我站着杀众耶，赚那么多的钱。坐下来杀众耶，赚那么多的钱，变成这样的。
No matter what you do, we'll be able to sow a lot of seed, whether lying down, standing up, or even crawling.
什么人是这样的呢？
And who are those people?
他名叫盖犹。
This person name called Gaius.
盖犹是什么人呢？
And what kind of person is Gaius?
我们看罗马书第十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
第十九节到第二十三节。
19.
就是看第23节了。
Just look at verse 23.
实际上我们看第23节。
23.
请那接待我也接待全教会的该犹问你们好安。
Gaius, my host and the host of the whole church, greets you.
一样的人问你们好跟问你们安一样的人。
So just greets you.
是什么意思呢？
What does it mean here?
现在这个该犹这个人呢完全负责保罗的宣教费用的意思。
So Gaius is a person that takes charge of Paul's missionary funds.
还有负责什么呢？
So what else is it in charge of?
不是会议姐妹的生活费。
It's not just the life funds of our sisterhood.
全教会的需要。
But all the needs of a church.
可以想象他拥有的钱是多少？
Can you imagine the wealth that he has?
他很有钱的意思了。
That means he's really wealthy.
那个时代不容易。
Now for that generation,
这个时代呢，很多的人会信主。
Now this generation, a lot of people are believers.
那个时代呢，你信这个 人家知道的话会杀你啊。
If people know that you are a believer at that time, people will kill you.
但是呢，他那么危险的环境里面也赚那么多的钱。
But Gaius is such a terrible situation. He earns so much.
所以他能够负责保罗的宣教费用。
And so he can take charge of Paul's missionary needs.
也会负责全教会的需要。
And as well as the whole church.
为什么他有那么多的钱呢？
Why is it so that he's so rich?
因为他相信哥林多后书第九章第六节。
Because he believed in 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
在那边说多种的多收。
That says that you sow sparingly and you reap sparingly.
他拼命的奉献的意思。
And so he gave relentlessly.
真的我也认识有一个牧师。
So I know a pastor.
他真的是过分的奉献。
And he really gave generously.
比如说卖掉自己的房子。
For example, he will sell his house.
很昂贵的房子了,
very expensive house.
不是，那么为了什么呢？为了帮助别人。
For the sake of helping the others.
然后信徒送给他在韩国最昂贵的车。
The believers will actually give him the most expensive car.
没有比那个昂贵的车了。
Nothing more expensive than that car.
但是他偷偷卖，然后用那笔钱来帮助别人。
Secretly, he sold off the car and helped people with that money.
再送给他。
And then people give him another one.
再来偷偷卖掉，然后这个帮助别人。
And he secretly sell it away again and to help some other people.
所以这个信徒不高兴了。
And so the believer become very angry.
这个牧师为什么这样，对不对？
Why is pastor like that?
然后再来送给他最昂贵的了。
And so another believer give him another expensive.
那个韩国车 Accus了 Accus是目前在韩国最贵。
In Korea, the most expensive brand in Korea is Accus.
又偷偷出去要卖。
And so he secretly wanted to sell the car.
但是那个店说，这个车是太贵，所以呢需要等时间。
And so the car seller actually said, "This is too expensive. You gotta wait."
过了一个礼拜后有联络了。
One week later, there was a contact.
所以那个牧师去这个店那边了。
And so this pastor went to the shop.
那个店主说骂这个牧师。
And the store owner actually scolded this pastor.
你不是牧师吗？
Yeah, aren't you a pastor?
但是你 为什么骗人呢？
What did you lie to other people?
你知道吗？这个车是那个什么，华文怎么讲？被压吗？银行点口水的，被压了。
So this car has been mortgaged.
你为什么要这个骗人来重复卖，要赚两次呢？
Why do you want to lie to cheat other people and to sell this car twice?
不能
So you can't sell this car.
因为已经被压了,
this car is under mortgage. And so you went back to a church.
送给他车都那么写在他的嘴巴里面了。
And so the person that actually gave him the car, he was enjoy.
牧师今天你怎么回来呢？ 为什么没有卖掉这个车呢？
Pastor, why do you come back? Why didn't you sell the car?
因为我送给你的时候，这个车呢被压了。
Because this car
要 不让你再来卖。
This car that I gave to you, it's under mortgage,
你看他这样,
so that you can't sell.
这样奉献,
so he gave that way.
他的生活呢, 没有缺乏金钱方面的。
There is no lacking in terms of finances.
我看我自己或者是看别人的时候, 圣经真的没有骗了。
When I see my own life or to see the others, the Bible really never lie.
听神的话。
As we listen to the word of God.
通常那个牧师出去传福音的话，最基本的奉献给他的一个宣教费用呢，新币来算的话，通常十多万。
So usually he go out for missions. So usually he received the offering is about $100,000.
For
example, he goes to
U.S.
for sharing
the
gospel. So Sister Li Jun will come and say that, "Ah, Pastor, you go overseas, you need money, right?
你用。
I'm going to give you this amount of money."
给他的最基本是十多万。
The basic amount is at least about $100,000.
当然他没有随便用。
And of course, he never really anyhow used money.
都是用在宣教事工。
And he used it all in mission.
我的意思是，真的听神的话了。
What I'm trying to say is really listen to the word of God.
该有就是那种人。
And Gaius is the kind of person.
听神的话的时候怎么样呢？ 上帝大大的提高他。
As I listen to the word of God, God exhort him.
然后透过他一个人来，可以负责全教会的需要。
And through him, he can actually provide the whole church needs.
要赚的话是这样的。
If you really want to earn, you have to earn that way.
真的，我看哇，我没有时间，我没有时间，我要赚钱，然后也没有来听神的话。
You know, people,
看他们的时候，真的是很难过。
I feel sad for those that say, "You know, I have no time. You know, I need to earn money," and they never listen to the word of God. When you listen to the word of God, that's how you become like God.
你听神的话语的时候，你变成上帝的那个这个成长到上帝的水准。
So as you listen to the word of God, you become growing to the standard of God.
所以呢，拥有神话语的人跟没有拥有神话语的人的差距呢那么大。
The difference between a person that has the word of God and doesn't have the word of God is big.
真的听神话语的时候，你能够变成上帝那样的水准吗？
So when you listen to the word of God, is it true that you become the person of God's standard?
有一天彼得碰到海浪呢。
Peter, one day he faced with a storm.
很怕咯。
And he was afraid.
那是有一个人, 在水面上, 走过来。
There was a person that walked on water towards him.
后来发现到, 他是耶稣咯。
And after that realized that, oh, that's Jesus.
那么你是主耶稣的话, 可不可以叫我在水面上走过去你那边?
Now, if you are Jesus, can you call me to walk over to you on the water?
那是耶稣说, 耶稣说, 来吧。
And then Jesus said, come.
他 相信,
and he believed in the word of God.
结果呢，上帝的思想、上帝的感受、上帝的决定，进来他的灵里面咯。
And so the knowledge, the emotions, and the will of God came inside of him.
他敢敢跳下去这个水里面。
And he boldly came in, jumped into the water.
圣经怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
他也在这个能够在水面上走过去耶稣那边了。
That he was able to walk on the water over to Jesus.
明白吗?
Do we understand this?
从亚当以来在水面上能够走过去的是只有彼得一个人而已啊。
So since Adam, Peter was the only one that can walk on water.
其实这个三大星有没有听过?
三大星。 Have you heard of this person, Sun?
印度的那个这个传福音的三大星。
Sun的星。
可以的话买他的书看看一下。
If possible, you can buy his book to read.
值得看他的书。
You can read his book.
他是1940年,那个30年那个时候。
It's a person from the 1930-1944. So there was a flood that took place. And so the church that he wanted to preach was its opposite river.
那么怎么办呢?
So what happened then?
圣灵告诉他说,
the Holy Spirit told him, say, walk on the water.
走路，在水面上走过去了。
And he really walked on the water over.
那边的信徒那么吓一跳。
And all the members were all shocked.
你怎么过来？
How do you come here?
我在水面上走过来了。
Then I just walked on the water over to you.
然后聚会过后，他们出去看看喽。
And after the service, they went out and see.
深度是6米。
Well, it's 6 meters tall, the flood level.
那个江河的深度是6米。
That flood was about 6 meters.
看圣大星写的那个书。
So you can read the book from Sunda Singh.
无论怎么样，第一次在水面上走的是彼得一个人而已。
No matter what, it's Peter is the first person that actually walked on water.
什么时候呢？
When does that happen?
完全接受神的话。
When you accept the word of God.
神的话跟你在一起的时候发生什么事情？
When the word of God is united with you.
变成上帝那样的人了。
You'll become just like God.
不要，就是强调努力努力，好好听神的话咯。
Don't just emphasize on diligence, but listen to the word of God properly.
那么圣经也告诉说，魔鬼也是灵来的。
Now the Bible says that the devil is of a spirit as well.
所以呢，你接受魔鬼的思想、魔鬼的感情、魔鬼的决定的话，怎么样呢？你也变成魔鬼那样的人。
Now as you accept the knowledge, the will, and as well as the emotions of the devil, you will also become like the devil.
这是很重要的咯。
This is important here.
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，只有神的话才是真理、道路、生命。
The Bible says that the word of God is the true, the way, and life.
除了圣经以外，除了神的话以外，都是怎么样的？都是从魔鬼来的话。That
other than that, besides the Bible and the word of God, all those are words that come from the devil.
所以呢，这个约翰福音第8章第43节到第45节告诉我们说，魔鬼是说谎话的。
And so in John chapter 8, verse 43 to 45, that says that the devil speaks the lie.
那么意思说，你也靠着你的想法、看法、你的计划等等来生活的话，你也变成说谎话的人的意思。
And therefore, if we actually live according to our own opinions and ways, that means to say that we also speak lies.
那么我们看启示录第21章第8节。
Let's see, Revelation chapter 22, verse 8.
什么人去这个火湖里面呢？
Who are the ones that end up in the lake of fire?
说 谎话的人,
and he says they are the one that lie.
这个是很重要的咯。
This is important here.
意思说那个不听神的话咯,
now, if you don't listen to the word of God,
用自己的想法看法来生活,
and if you live according to your own thinkings and opinions,
意思说接受魔鬼来的话的意思咯,
in other words, you accept the words from the devil,
真的跟魔鬼在一起咯,
then you are united together with the devil,
为什么我们的上帝创造了这个创造了火虎呢?
Now, why did God create this like a fire?
为什么我们的上帝创造了地狱呢?
Why God created the hell?
为了是这个魔鬼来创造的了。
This is created for the devil.
所以你跟魔鬼在一起的话, 你也一起跟魔鬼一起去地狱的意思了。
And so if you're together with the devil, you will go to hell with the devil.
是什么人?
Who are those people?
说谎话的人。
And he says liars.
圣经讲的说谎话的人的定义是什么呢?
What is the definition of liars in the Bible?
不听神话语的人就是说 谎话的人,
people that don't listen to the word of God, those are the liars.
在哪里?
The words are written.
雅各书第三章第十四节咯,
James chapter 3 verse 14.
不听神话语的,他就是说谎话的人。
Now those people that don't listen to the word of God, those are the liars.
真的是不听神的话,用自己的想法,看法等等来生活,是魔鬼而来的吗?
Is it true that those people that live by their own thinkings and opinions, those are from the devil?
那么这个雅各书第三章14节到第16节告诉我们说,是魔鬼而来的。
And James chapter 3 verse 14 to 16 says that this certainly comes from the devil.
那么清楚这样告诉我们。
Very clearly telling us all these details.
所以我也刚刚说了,你听神的话。
Now I said this, that you listen to the word of God.
那么你跟上帝是, 同一体,
and that you are as one with God.
你听魔鬼而来的话,
now as a listen from the devil.
那么这样的话, 你跟魔鬼是同一体,
then you will be as one with the devil.
真的有这样的事吗?
Now, is there really this kind of things?
你看约翰福音第六章,
let's see, John chapter 6,
70-71节,
70-71,
那么上帝这个耶稣说, 你们十二个门徒里面有一个人是魔鬼。
Now Jesus said that among the 12 disciples there is one of the devil.
你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
And one of you is a devil.
第71节说他就是加略犹大。
And verse 71 says that that person is Judas Iscariot.
为什么耶稣把这个加略犹大跟魔鬼是 同一体来看呢?
Why did Jesus see Judas Iscariot as the same as the devil, Satan?
不是很奇怪吗?
Why isn't it strange?
Well,
Judas is a man, right?
但是耶稣说是魔鬼来的。
But Jesus said that he's of a devil.
为什么呢?
Why so?
为什么耶稣这样讲呢?
Why did Jesus say
that? 你看这个约翰福音第13章,
in John chapter 13,
第1节到第2节,
verse 1 to 2,
约翰福音第13章第1节到第2节,
13 chapter 1 to 2.
现在这个到了逾越节了。
No, it's the time of the Feast of Passover.
还没到逾越节，这个七天前一个礼拜前了。
So 1 week before the Feast of Passover.
所以现在耶稣要带领这个领圣餐。
And so Jesus wanted to lead this supper, last supper.
看第二节。
Verse 2.
耶稣带领圣餐的时候，魔鬼
And supper began and ended, the devil having then the devil entered into Judas.
意思是什么呢?
And what does it mean then?
人呢, 真的会变成属魔鬼的人。
That means man can really be a person that belongs to the devil.
魔鬼的思想, 魔鬼的感受, 魔鬼的, 决断, 能够
Now, the devil's knowledge, emotions, and will can be attached to a soul of a man. Now, don't say that you are just a believer. And that's why the devil can come in. Now, verse 2 here says,
魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
And here says, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son to betray him.
在这边很重要的是，魔鬼为什么能够进去这个犹大里面呢？
How is it so that this devil can come into Judas?
什么时候进去犹大里面呢？
And when is it so that he come into Judas?
什么时候？
When is it so?
现在魔鬼决定了。
The devil decided, right?
我要进去他里面。
Now, I want to enter inside of him.
什么时候进去他里面呢？
When did that happen?
你看十三章。
Let's see, chapter 13,
26-27.
26-27. So Jesus said, this is the blood that was shed for you. This was the life that was shed for you. And then there was a bread that was given to Judas.
给犹大吃的时候，魔鬼进去了。
At the time when the bread was passed over to Judas to eat, the devil entered him.
很奇怪，请他吃了以后，撒旦就入了他的心。
Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him.
注意看圣经。
Look at the Bible clearly.
魔鬼什么时候进去犹大里面呢？
So when did the devil enter Judas?
他领圣餐的时候。
When he was taking the communion.
是什么意思？
And what does it mean here?
圣经说圣餐饼象征神的话。
Now this bread actually refers to the word of God.
现在在这边十二个门徒一起来领圣餐饼呢。
Now these 12 disciples all take this holy communion, this bread.
但是魔鬼呢不能进去十一个门徒里面。
But this devil didn't go into the 11 disciples.
那么现在十二个门徒领圣餐的时候，这个魔鬼呢只能进去犹大的心里面了。
Among the 12 disciples, this devil only entered into Judas.
领圣餐的时候进去了。
It went in during the Holy Communion.
是什么意思？
What does it mean then?
其他的十一个门徒呢？明白神的话的意思。
That means to say that 11 disciples all understood the word of God.
他们相信神的话的意思。
They all believe in the word of God.
但是这个加略犹大呢？
But what about this Judas? This Judas, he don't believe in the word.
用他的理性，用他的知识，用他的经验来看耶稣了。
But he see Jesus according to his own experience, his knowledge, and his rationality.
啊，真的是这样吗？
Now, is that true?
你看。约翰福音第十二章。
See John chapter 12.
第一节到第六节。
Was 1-6.
啊，真的是这样吗
？Is that true？
啊，现在逾越节这个第六天一个礼拜前了。
And so one week before the Passover.
那时这个魔鬼已经决定了要进去他里面。
And so the devil at the time decided to enter inside of him.
然后他真的是最不明白神的话。
And here's the one.
拒绝神的话，用理性来。看耶稣的时候怎么样呢？进去了。
So when he don't understand the word of God, he don't believe in the word of God, or he rejected what Jesus said, that's the time that the devil entered inside of him.
真的，加略犹大是这样的吗？
Is it true that Judas Iscariot is like this kind of person?
耶稣来拜访玛利亚的。
So Jesus came to look for Mary.
啊，玛利亚啊，用那么昂贵的，差不多一年的贡献的香油倒在耶稣的头上了。
And so Mary used this anointing perfume to pour upon Jesus' feet. This one year.
第三节啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
啊，结果呢，犹大啊，有一个门徒，他就是犹大了。
There was one of the disciples, which is Judas.
啊，这个犹大呢，心里面不舒服了。
So Judas wasn't very happy about it.
为什么浪费钱
？Why do you waste money?
卖掉那个的话。差不多一年的贡献的价值。
Now, if you sell the perfume, you can have about 1 year of wages.
那么现在我们会议姐妹需要钱。
Now, Sister Hui Yu needs money right now, right?
帮助她才对呀。
Now, we should help her with the money.
哦，她很理性。
So he was very rational.
很理性。
He was very rational.
不是这样的吗
？Isn't it?
我们也看看喽。
Let's see.
为什么不要奉献
？Why didn't you want to offer?
很理性嘛。
You're very rational, isn't it?
为什么不要接受方言祷告
？Why didn't want to accept the tongues?
很理性嘛。
You're very rational as well.
你听神的话的时候，咕哒咕哒吃了。
No, as you listen to the word, you just eat it.
不要随便判断牧师的分享了。
Don't judge Pastor Sharon.
今天牧师的分享都很粗鲁了。
Today, Pastor Sharon is so coarse.
今天牧师的分享是很没有礼貌了。
Today, Pastor Sharon is so rude.
可能没有礼貌。
Perhaps it's rude.
不一定。
But it may not be.
有的时候呢，我们的上帝呢，用没有礼貌的话来鼓励别人，知道吗
？So some people sometimes
对你来讲很粗鲁了。
Perhaps to you is rude.
但是对有些人来讲，因着那句话来会悔改。
But some people because of that word may repent.
这是哥林多后书什么第七章的内容了。
This is in contained in Second Corinthians.
在那边说，有的时候我们的上帝用。让人跌倒的方式来帮助他。
Sometimes God will use ways to stumble people that way to help the others.
真的是这样的了。
That's really true.
明白吗
？So do we understand?
所以不要随便判断了。
And so don't anyhow judge.
很理性的话，会判断吗
？People who are rational, they will judge, right?
他没有完全接受神的话。
He never accept the word of God totally.
用自己的理性，用自己的知识来看神的话了。
He uses his own knowledge and rationality to see the word of God.
用自己的习惯，用自己的传统来看神的话。
By his own traditions and experience to look at the word.
所以呢，灵生产的时候也是用自己的理性来想，意思说没有接受这个上帝的十字架死的道理了。
And so as he partake the Holy Communion, he received it by his rational mind, and that means to say that he never believed in death on the cross.
所以呢
，And therefore，
他不明白神的话的时候， 魔鬼进去了。
So when he couldn't understand the word of God, the devil entered inside.
我们看这个马太福音第十三章
Matthew chapter 13,
十九节
verse 19,
在那边也说。不明白神话语的时候，魔鬼会过来。
That says that you know if you don't understand the word of God, the devil will come soon.
还有马太福音第十六章第二十一节到第二十六节怎么说呢
？What is written in Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 26?
这个彼得不明白十字架死的道理。
Now Peter couldn't understand the death on the cross.
然后他用自己的想法看法来反对耶稣基督的这个十字架死的事情。
And therefore he protests Jesus about death on the cross that Jesus is going to have.
那是魔鬼进来彼得里面了。
And so at that time the devil answer inside of Peter.
不是吗?
Isn't it?
说弄清楚。
So let's be clear with that.
再来整理一下。
Recap a little bit here.
为什么魔鬼可以进来我们里面?
How did the devil come inside of us?
或者是什么时候魔鬼会进来我们里面?
Or when is the soul that this devil will come inside of us?
不信神的话。
We don't believe in the word of God.
不明白神的话。
We don't understand the word of God.
拒绝神的话。
Or that we reject the word.
用自己的想法看法来生活。
We use our own ways and opinions to live.
用自己的理性来随便判断。
Or that we judge according to our rational mind.
上帝的做工呢?
Now the way of God's working, it's strange.
我也刚刚也没有说了嘛，有的时候透过让人跌倒的事情来做什么事情。
God sometimes uses this kind of way that stumble others to do works.
比如说以利祭司。
For example, Eli.
他告诉哈娜说：“你为什么喝醉呢？”
Eli told Hannah, said, "Why are you drunk?"
但是无论怎么样，哈娜相信他的话了。
No matter what, Hannah believed his words.
结果呢，真的怀孕了。
In the end, she was pregnant.
有的时候我们的上帝的做工是这样的咯。
Sometimes God works this kind of work.
不一定很好的牧师来做工。
He may not use a very good pastor to work.
所以我们只是怎么样呢
？All we have to do.
咕哒咕哒吃神的话。
It's just to eat on the word of God.
不要随便判断。
No, don't anyhow judge.
随便判断的话怎么样呢
？Now when we judge.
魔鬼决定这个人这个十二个门徒里面只有他，对不对
？The devil will come like, oh, this one person.
然后他领圣餐的时候不明白圣餐的意义。
As he partook the Holy Communion, he couldn't understand the meaning and significance of it. And therefore, the devil entered inside of him.
明白吗？
Do you understand that?
所以呢，今天我们再整理一下。
Today, let's recap a little bit.
你听神的话。
Now, as you listen to the word,
那么你一定会变成上帝那样的。
You would definitely become just like God.
你听魔鬼来的话。
Now, if you listen to the devil,
那么你变成属魔鬼的。
You will be someone who belongs to the devil.
所以好好。明白这个神的话了。
So properly understand the word of God.
相信神的话。
And to believe in the word.
咕哒咕哒吃神的话。
Eat the word of God.
然后多看圣经。
And to read the Bible more.
多读圣经。
And read the Bible more.
多听神的话。
And to listen to the word of God more.
然后刻在你的心板上。
And put it at the tablets of our heart.
结果呢，有人吃你也怎么样呢？出来的是神的话。
Even if somebody poke you, it's the word of God that flow out of you.
碰到那么大的痛苦。
Even it's such great suffering,
也是感谢赞美神了。
You continue to give thanks and to rejoice.
很贫穷。
Even in poverty,
仍然撒种。
You continue to sow.
仍然种田。
You continue to grow.
这样的话变成该有那样的。
Then you become like Gaius.
这是听神的话。
So just listen to the word.
不要靠我们的肉体来生活。
Don't live by our flesh.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们都觉得再来感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we want to give thanks to you and praise you.
今天我们多进一步理解为什么神的话语是那么重要。
Today that we understand why so the word of God is important.
那么我们完全接受神的话的时候会发生什么事情
？As we receive the word of God, what will happen to us?
今天我们也明白了这个神的话，我们的上帝和听神话语的人是。同一体的。
Today we understand that God is as one with the person that listens to the word.
魔鬼和听魔鬼的话话的人是也是同一体的。
And the devil is as one body with those that listen to the devil.
我们愿意多明白这个神的话。
And we're willing to listen and understand the word of God.
我们愿意相信你的话。
And we're willing to believe your word.
我们愿意把你的话刻在我们的心板上。
We're willing to put your words in our heart.
我们愿意多默想你的话。
And to even meditate on your word.
我们愿意靠着你的话来生活。
And to lead by your word.
我们愿意把你的话宣告出去。
And to proclaim your word.
所以我们的角色，你亲自掌管我们的心。
So Jesus, may you guard our heart.
你亲自掌管我们的嘴巴。
Guard our mouth.
我们开声来祷告。
Let us pray.